முகம் பொருத்தி வாசலம் பங்குள்ளமுகத்திலே தத்திவா அமலம் பலவே பரமானந்த மாலகம் சிகுரு தினத்தயம் ஸ்ரீ சைதன்ய So we are discussing the conversation between Raya Ramananda and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Then for yesterday, we discussed two points, few questions raised by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and answered by Raya Ramananda. So all of you, by now you know what is the purpose of this conversation? What it is meant for? So I described you on that day, through this conversation, Mahaprabhu tried to establish the highest goal of life and process to reach the goal of life. And one more thing, the purpose Mahaprabhu discussing this with Raya Ramananda to let people know the highest level of love of Srimati Radharani towards Krishna. So we are going step by step. Mahaprabhu asked Raya Ramananda to tell him the goal of life on the basis of the scriptures. So the first answer, Raya Ramananda mentioned the goal and the process. I have been told not to use Sanskrit words and Bengali words, but sometimes I have to say. So the answer was, ask answer was. But I'll explain to you Bengali what he said. Ask answer was, Sodharma Dharana Vishnu Bhakti Vaya. So Raya Ramananda in first answer, he gave the process and the goal. Process is Sodharmacharana. By now you should know what is Sodharmacharana. Sodharma is Varnasana Dharma for engaging in occupational duties. Occupational duties as prescribed by Vedas according to the social and spiritual order of life. Social order is varna, spiritual order is ashram. Varna means Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra, and spiritual order is Brahmachari, Grihastha, Vanaprastha, Sannyasi. So the process is to follow the Varnasram Dharma. And by this, Vishnu Bhakti Hai, the goal has been explained. But when Mahaprabhu is said, this is external, all words, all answers Raya Ramananda will give, he will mention the goal, he will mention the process. But first, he has said the goal is Vishnu Bhakti. So different process he will recommend, which will not be rejected by Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu can reject the process, but Mahaprabhu saying is an external. And as last time, I have listed to you why Mahaprabhu said this external. The first answer by Varnasram Dharma, I told you the living entities will be elevated to higher planetary systems. So that is not the goal of life. material religion which is external to the world of Vrindavan. The Lord has established this Varnasrama Dharma so that people will not commit sinful activities. By following Varnasrama Dharma, they will be purified to start bhakti. So that is the purpose. Then Mahaprabhu, he gave few references, or Nayarananda gave few references from scriptures. But Mahaprabhu, other than the servant, said, this is external. So dharmacara, engaging in occupational duty according to varna ashram, is external. When Rayanamananda heard that from Mahaprabhu, his second proposal was Niskam Varnasram. I have told you that Sakkam Varnasram, Niskam Varnasram, that is called Krishna Karmarpana. Though this said Krishna Karmarpana is offer karma to Krishna, but actually you are not offering karma to Krishna, you are offering karma fall, the result of your karma to Krishna. So, by engaging in these activities, as I have described, by engaging in varnasam, you become free from sinful reactions. Okay? But when you are engaging in offering the result of your activities to Krishna, you are becoming free from sinful reaction and also unreaction, highest reaction. That is important. That is the difference. Engage in varnasam so that you don't become degraded. You are free from sinful activities. But you are entitled, or entangled to the result of the varnasam past activities. But when you give the result of your activities to Krishna, that is when you become free from sinful reaction and also past reaction. That is the reason why the Rayanamananda has quoted this Chattopadhyayi verse. Next to this verse, Krishna says, Shubha Shubha Phale. One will become free from Shubha Ashubha. So somebody, then Mahaprabhu said, Iha Bhajya Agraha Bhava. Said, Iha is external. Because the goal of life is not only to become free from karma bandha, the bondage of karma, that is not the goal of life. When Mahaprabhu rejected both Sakam Varnasram and Niskam Varnasram, Mahaprabhu rejected both process of engaging in Swadharma and giving the result of Swadharma to Krishna. Then Rayanamananda suggested Swadharma Kyag. So the difference between the previous proposal and this proposal is, previous proposal Rayanamananda said, you give up the result of your karma. But now he is saying, you give up your karma. You should see the difference here. Krishna Karmarpana means, you give up the result of your karma. But now he is suggesting that you give up your karma. Sarva Dharman Paritajya Mahamekam Sarnam Raja means, you get sannyas. you don't have to engage in Vedic ritual activities. You don't have to follow rules and regulations. And you just surrender to Krishna. Understanding that there are good and bad things. Occupational duties described in religious scriptures. If one analyzes them, then he can fully understand their qualities and faults. Then give them up completely to render service unto Supreme Personality of Godhead. Vedic injections, if they will be analyzed properly, one will find the qualities and faults in them also. So then he should just give up everything, understanding bad and good qualities of these injections, and surrender to Krishna. Such a person is considered a first-class man. He has no desire for anything else. So this Swadharma Tyag, giving up Swadharma. But Mahaprabhu insisted, Iha Bhajya Age Kahava. This is external, we are talking about. Speak something better than this. So, up to Swadharma Tyag, we see Raya Ramananda has presented, which makes us free from karma. Then Raya Ramananda suggesting Jnana Mishra Bhakti becomes a platform of Jnana. Then Swadharma Tyaga for external. The one reason I mentioned that day that I have heard, that it could be why Mahaprabhu said Swadharma Tyaga is external. Because this quote Raya Ramananda giving from Bhagavad Gita, which said, if you give up everything, surrender unto me, then you will become free from all sinful activity. So it makes it conditional. This instruction is supreme and great, but the followers who are following this, he may be tempted to surrender unto Krishna, and become free from sinful reaction. And I told that day, this is called so sukha vasana, desire for self-satisfaction, self-enjoyment. So in this way, this is not good. So Raya Ramananda suggested jnana mishra bhakti. Bhakti mixed with jnana. Then he also supported his statement, quoting verse from Bhagavatam. But he has recited, I read this verse. Jnane prayasa mudapasya namanta vajivante sattagresa. Namanta vajivante sattvakarita bhavadhyya vata. Sthane sikar sutirata tadupar manami prayasa ni ajita jita. This is very important verse. Our Ataya gives so much importance. That jnane prayasa mudapasya. Don't try for jnana, so much knowledge. Your devotee is the link upon you. Simply hearing your katha does not matter what varna, what ashram. Sthane sthita. Wherever they are situated, they simply lean upon listening your katha, topics about you. In this way, prayasahi ajita jita. That ajita unconquerable God can be conquered by this personality who, without trying for jnana, simply engaging in Satan, Stonogan, Mamrahu. To mind, body, and heart, and get the here in the time. So, here suggesting, when Raya Ramananda suggested Jnana Mishra Bhakti Sabhyasa, Mahapurusha Iha Bhajya Age Pabhara. This is external, Jnana Mishra Bhakti. So Jnana Mishra Bhakti will take us to Virata Iha, to Siddha Lok. But that Siddha Lok, Brahma Lok, Virata Iha, they are outside. So we are not reaching the goal. And I have told you the Brahmananda. Enjoyment or absence of enjoyment, or suffering or absence of suffering, both related to this material world. This is a negation. Prabhupada writing the negation. So we are suffering material world. In Brahmagati, no suffering. But both are related on the basis of the enjoyment. Prabhupada saying this is material subject matter. So that is reason the Mahapurusha said, Iha Bhajya Age Kahava. Then Raya Ramananda suggested Jnana Shunya Bhakti Sadhyasa. Bhakti Oikati Jnana. Previous one we have suggested bhakti means jnana. Bhakti means jnana, because jnana cannot give any result alone. When jnana is mixed with bhakti, then jnana will give result. But when somebody tries to achieve something by the process of jnana mixed with bhakti, then what happens? Bhakti disappears, only jnana remains there. That's why jnana mishra bhakti is not good. Then simple answer, Raya Ramananda said, if jnana mishra bhakti is not good, then answer is very simple, jnana shunya bhakti. So who is jnana shunya bhakti? I have described to you different kinds of jnana. Any of you remember different level of jnana? Any of you remember different level of jnana? Huh? Material jnana? Atma jnana? Atma material knowledge is jnana. Knowledge the definition of jnana given by Krishna in Bhagavad Gita. What is the definition of jnana given in Gita by Krishna? What is the definition of jnana? Yes. To distinguish the difference between dull matter and speech, so that one jnana. And another level of jnana? Jiva Brahma Abhyaka Jnana. Nirbheda Brahma Jnana is difficult word. Okay? I put it in simple way. Jiva and Brahma. Abhyaka is no difference. That's one jnana. And another jnana? Opulence. Knowledge about opulence of God. This different level of jnana I have described. And there are other descriptions about jnana. Tat jnana, tom jnana. Tom means you, the jnana about this world. Tom jnana means jnana about you, that is knowledge about this world. Tat jnana means the knowledge about God. Okay. One jnana is knowledge about this world. Another jnana is knowledge about God. And other jnana is how we are not different from God. So when we say jnana sunya bhakti sadhyasa, what jnanam, what jnanam we should give up, we should give up about this third level of jnanam. First jnanam is good, we should know about this soul, we should know about the God. But this knowledge which says, I am not different from God. So that sense of jnana sunya, no? That jnana sunya is given up. At this level, jnana sunya means, literal meaning of jnana sunya means no jnana, no knowledge. But that full, no jnana means fools. No. They have jnana, but they don't make too much noise about jnana. An example is given, one colors, you know colors, clay pot, they carry water. When there is no water inside, if you pour water, it makes sound, sound like that, okay? But when the pot is full, doesn't make any more sound. Same way, jnana sunya bhakti gavana means you know jnana. The fullest jnana. The fullest jnana. Jnana doesn't make too much noise there. Jnana becomes sarva, sarva to bhakti. That's why it gets considered jnana karma ki anavritam. Anukulyana Krishna Anushilanam Bhakti Rottamam. What is previous line? Agna Vilasita Sunya. That one should be completely devoid of other material desires. But the jnana sunya, but jnana not jnana sunya, jnana karmati anamritam. You can be devoid of jnana and karma. You have jnana and karma, but anamritam. Bhakti is not covered by jnana and karma. Jnana and karma, they work under bhakti. Jnana karma ki anamritam. So when Rāyāvāranda gave this proposal, Mahāprabhu's reaction was different. All year up to now, Mahaprabhu, every time Rāyāvāranda proposed something, Mahaprabhu said, "Iha bhajya," means this is external. But when Rāyāvāranda said, "Jnana sunya bhakti," Mahaprabhu said, "Iha bhajya," this is alright. Okay? It's alright. Because at this time, bhakti is free from contamination of karma and jnana. So in this way, Mahaprabhu said that this is okay. Prabhu kahe hai aage kahwa, raya kahe prema bhakti sarva sadhya sa. This is alright, okay. But bhakti is beyond this. So, Rāyāvāranda said, prema bhakti sarva sadhya sa. Beyond this is prema bhakti. So, Rāyāvāranda answer coming from minus to zero. Now it is becoming plus. Okay? Sudharma chara, then give resultant of sudharma, then give up sudharma, then jnana visara bhakti, zero. Jnana karma zero. But then he is adding one thing to this. What is adding with this? He is adding prema. And he is adding prema. And he is quoting verse that how one has to have prema. Even if you are worshipping Krishna, with many varieties of paraphernalia, golden plate, pure ghee, everything. If there is no prema, then that is going to give pleasure to Krishna. Prema bhakta hidayam sukhavrinda tamsa. The prema within the heart of the devotees, that gives pleasure to Krishna. So this is the point where you are giving something to Krishna. Prior to this, you are getting from Krishna. Your promotion to heavenly planets. By Swadharma, by your occupational duty, you are materially comfortable in this material world. In this earthly planet or heavenly planets. That is for you. By karmapram, karmarpanam, by giving the result to Krishna, is for you. Getting free from the result of the activities, karma bhanga. Then by jnana misra bhakti, to elevate, to complete the misery, that is for you. But when there is no karma, no jnana, anna vilasita sunna, jnana karpati anadatam, anupillanam, visnanchulanam, bhaktiruttama. So that time, this prema starts that you are giving to Krishna. After you are taking from Krishna. And the prema comes that giving to Krishna. So what we are giving to Krishna? Krishna said, one may worship me with many opulent paraphernalia, but I don't get pleasure from that. What I enjoy is how much prema and love he has put into you. And this verse, giving an example, what you like to eat, what is tasty? Puri is very tasty, sukha is sandesh. Or the taste is something, tasty foods. But this verse says, no, they are not tasty. Say, one example, that how things become tasty, enjoyable. Japat sudasti sathare jarnha pipasa tabat sukhaya bhavati. As long as you have hunger in the stomach, that makes you tasty. If the stomach is full, somebody will be mahatsapule. You will feel so in the mahatsap. Oh, Dandama, give us two silly trouble. Isn't that it? Yes? Yes? I hear it? So, but if you are hungry, whatever comes, mahatsap is it. Understand? So that is giving example here. Nana upacharita pujanam artavarnam. One may offer many great paraphernalia to Krishna, but that doesn't give you pleasure. How nice paraphernalia is. What gives pleasure? Premna bhakta hidayam. The prema which arises from the heart. Because that is the constitutional position of the living entity. To develop that prema towards Krishna. And that prema gives sukha vrinda tamsa. From there the sukha, the pleasure arises. Krishna enjoys it. Not how nice food that gives the pleasure, but how much hungry I am. So this hunger is compared to prema. So when Mahaprabhu heard this, then he was very happy. But he said, your heart, this power, two words you should learn. Your bhajya, which is external, your heart, this power. You remember? Two words? Your heart. Your bhajya. Bhajya means this is? External. Here, hoy. That means this is on the right path. Okay, two words. All non-English speaking people, Madhaji, you learn. Your finance, this is your care. Your budget means, this is what is cost external. If you don't remember Bengali word, then you know English. The first reaction was, this is external. The second reaction was, this is alright. So now, interestingly, we have to observe how far Mahaprabhu goes saying that this is alright. He told Jnanasunya Bhakti, this is alright. I said Jnanasunya Bhakti is at zero level. Then plus started. Then Mahaprabhu added something, Raya Ramanda added. What he added? Prema Bhakti. Then Mahaprabhu said, you have fallen. But Agar Sahara can beyond this. So from now, Raya Ramanda answer will enter into another level. To answer the varieties of prema. The varieties of prema, varietedness of prema. As you know, Bhaktra Samanta Sindhu describes Adho Sabha, Sadhu Sangha, Bhajanakriya, Anartanavriti, Nishtha, Ruchi, Asakti, Bhava, Prema. You know, Prem Bhakti, Samadhisam, Prema. Then there are very levels of Prema, which emanate of heart. Sneha, Mana, Pranaya, Raga, Anuraga, Bhava, and Mahabhava. Okay? Forget that. So, Raya Ramananda, when Mahaprabhu said, you have point, Prema Bhakti is alright. Then beyond this. Then Raya Ramananda will say, Dasya Prem Sarva Sadhya Sai. The love is submitted sin. And is the great, the essence of perfection, is to develop love in submitted sin. All of you know the five kinds of relationship with Krishna, Santa, Dasya, Sattva, Vastana, and Madhu. You know, Ramchandra in English. Santa neutrality, servitorship, then friendship, paternity, and parental, then kamsa, high friends. But Mahaprabhu, he did not like the Santa Rasa. Mahaprabhu said, Sariha Bhaktidya Natam Bhavana. I came to make whole world people dance. I came to give four kinds of bhakti, not Santa Bhakti. Santa Bhakti, there is no reciprocation with God. Santa Bhakta, they know Krishna, they have discovered Krishna, but they don't accept Krishna is mine. No mamata with me. Mamata means intimate. They don't accept Krishna intimately. Mamata. You know the meaning of mamata? You know mama? And the mama means? Not that mama being sold there in front of somebody. Not the mama. Mama means money. Okay? Mama means money. Mamata includes money. Understand? When prema increases, love increases, then possessiveness increases. That I am possessor. I am possessive. It starts with the dusters, not with Santa. Then, when प्रायरबंध सदस्य दास प्रेम सर्वसत्व सर महापुरुष यह किसु आ गया दिस इज ऑल राइट समथिंग बेटर देन दिस देन प्रायरबंध सदस्य सख प्रेम सर्वसत्व सर the highest professional stage is to develop relationship with Krishna in friendship. As in Bhagavatam it is stated, how fortunate these cowherd birds are. Kuta punna punna, how much punna they have accumulated. They can play with Krishna. They can climb on his shoulder. So when Mahaprabhu heard this statement, then his reaction changed. What was Mahaprabhu's first reaction? What was Mahaprabhu's first reaction? When first answer Rayamananda gave, first few answers Rayamananda gave, what was his reaction? External. Don't use the very much, you see, external. Then, after some time, what is the second reaction? All right, okay? So now his reaction has changed. When he heard about the relationship with Krishna in friendship, then he said, Iha Uttam, very good. Not only it is all right, it is very good. So three words you have to remember. One is external, one is all right, one is very good. Do you remember the three words? Yes? Yes? Okay. So now I will ask you, what is external, what is all right, and what is very good? Okay? Ready? But then, first thing Mahaprabhu said is external. Not anything. This class is specifically for Russian devotees and Spanish devotees. You are outcome. So, I am here. So, what was the first thing that Mahaprabhu said external? Okay, good. See, I love you. See, the first thing, what is the answer? This Swadharma, Varnasa. What was the second thing he said externally? Well, ladies, what is the second thing Mahaprabhu said externally? Offering is a result to Krishna. Then what is third thing? We reject Vishwa Dharma. And what is the fourth thing he said? External? Jnanamsa Bhakti. Then what is the first thing he said that this is all right? First thing he said is all right. Jnana Shunya Bhakti. All right. Then second thing he said all right. He added to Jnana Shunya Bhakti. What he added? Prema Bhakti. Then what the next thing he said all right? That is? No. Forbidden Siddhasya Bhakti. All right. But Sakya Bhakti, how do you say? Very good. Why, what is the difference? What is the difference? I'll tell you. So Sakya Bhakti said very good. But Agar Kamala, tell something better than this. And Raya Manana said, the parental relationship is highest the higher the friendship. Glorifying the good fortune of Nanda Maharaj and Mother Yashoda, just like he glorified how fortunate discovered by God, he can play with Krishna, he can climb on top of him. So why Mahaprabhu said, you know, Uttama is very good? Because Dasaras, the devotee is feeling inferior. Devotee feeling himself inferior from Krishna. You understand? Devotee feeling I'm inferior from Krishna. So Mahaprabhu said, this is okay. But Saptaras, devotee feeling I'm equal to Krishna. Then Mahaprabhu said, this is better, very good. What is more better than this? Parental loving relationship. Oh, very good. Then it's glorifying Nanda Maharaj in Yashoda. Nanda King of the world, Sreya Eva Mahabhaya Yashodana Mahabhara, Prabhupada Sastanam Hari. What Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda has done, they become so fortunate that Parabrahma, Bhagavan, Hari, appeared as their son and he drinking milk from Mother Yashoda's breast. And Sukadeva Goswami glorifying the glories of Mother Yashoda saying, she has become so fortunate. Prasadam Lepita Gopi, this specific Gopi, Yashoda, has become, got so much mercy that the amount of mercy she received from Krishna has excelled everything else, including Brahma. Not even being Brahma has not been blessed like this, not Bhava. Shiva has not been blessed like this, nor Sri of Ambasantraya, Lakshmadevi, who is lying constantly on the chest of Narayan, she is not blessed like this. In parental loving relationship is so high. So Mahaprabhu said, Iha Uttam, this is very good, Age Kahava. When Raya Ramananda Prabhupada, Kanta Prem Sarva Sadhasa, serving Krishna with conjugal relationship in the highest. So now we will discuss why Mahaprabhu is expressing different kinds of comments. He's given different comments. So Mahaprabhu, you see three levels. In one level bhakti, you feel inferior from God. In another level bhakti, you feel equal to God. In another level of bhakti, you feel you are greater than God. Who wants to become greater than God? Raise your hand. Who wants to become greater than God? None of you. Who is greater than God? Who is greater than God? Loudly. Who is greater than God? Loudly. I can hear. No. Not Uddhava Gauri. Devotee is greater than God. You don't have to become devotee? Huh? Prabhupada said, everybody has to become equal to God. They want to become God. Then we want to be God. Then we equal with God. But why don't we become equal with God? We have a process we know. We can become greater than God. And that gives pleasure to Krishna. And Krishna is saying, on the devotee that feel inferior to me, with their love, I don't enjoy so much. But when devotee is equal to me, and greater than me, I get more pleasure from them. Krishna enjoyed when he slayed the cowherd boys. Cowherd boys are climbing on Krishna. He is enjoying out of that. Krishna enjoyed when the Brahma Gopika they are rebuking him, scolding him. Krishna getting more pleasure. And Krishna telling, I don't get that much pleasure when great Muni, this is Brahmana, they are worshipping me by chanting Veda Mantra. That Veda Mantra does not give so much pleasure. As much pleasure I derive, when Brother Gopika they scold at me, they rebook me, oh, so nice, I feel very pleasing to my ears. So what is the basis of this? The basis of possessiveness. So mamata buddhi, mamata. More you go from dasharas to higher and higher and higher, the mamata buddhi, you are mine. This sense increases. More and more and more and more, up to Kandula Lula. So Prabhupada describing, in Dasharas, you love God, but it's called Samhramata. Samhrama means human reverence, Samhram, on respect for God. Respect God. That way, there is some difference. You get some difference. Before, quite some few times I have mentioned, whoever have attended my class, when you see God as great, what do you think? Do you remember what I have said before? You have to remember? Yes. Huh? When you see God as great, oh God, Bhagavan, you are so great, I am so small, you are so powerful, I have no power, what can I do for you? You please do for me. You understand? This is the problem. When you think God is so great. And Mahaprabhu revealed this problem to the person. Until Mahaprabhu comes, everyone, they fall first to this concept. That God is the great. Nobody can conceive God to be equal to us. We can be greater than God. Nobody can understand that. But Mahaprabhu revealed this great. That how living entity can be equal to God and greater than God, and that gives more pleasure to God. But the principle is love. Principle is love. How much the liberty that develop possessiveness. Mamata buddhi means you are mine. Servitorship. Mahaprabhu said, your heart is all right, but friendship, what he said? What he said? Very good. Very good. Because no one devotee is inferior. That is called Vishwamaha, no human reverence. That gives more pleasure to Krishna in friendship. Your muktam is very good. So, earlier understanding is sort of it's it. Fear is there, fear and respect. Friendship, free from fear and respect, to become equal. And parental relationship, loving relationship, to develop sneha, more mamata. If so much is under me, if you feel yourself greater than Krishna, dasya rasa, loyal to Krishna, sakya rasa, equal to Krishna, vatsalya rasa, greater than Krishna. You understand? Sneha, mamata, sneha, affection, a loving affection in there. Then higher than that is communal relationship. Why offer your body for Krishna's pleasure? There is no support. You have very intimate relationship with Krishna. Okay. The one difference between conjugal relationship of Vraja Gopika with Krishna and other relationship, Dasya Sakya Vatsalya. Dasya Sakya Vatsalya, love for Krishna, has to follow some rules, etiquette. Yes? If you are related to Dasya Rasa, you have to follow etiquette of Dasya. Yes or no? If you are friendship, you have to follow the etiquette of friendship. You have a particular relationship. Parental relationship, you have to follow your behavior like a parent. But Vraja Gopika asks, what was their relationship with Krishna? What is that relationship with Krishna? Any Vedic relationship? Half Vraja Gopikas were related to Krishna. Who are these Vraja Gopikas? What relationship they have with Krishna? Their father, mother, wife, sister, what level? That's no relationship. To follow, you understand? First, you have designated your parent. You have to follow, behave like a parent. Your staff, your friend, you have to behave. So, your love, follow your relationship. Did you get that point? You love Krishna according to your relationship. But Vraja Gopika, he has no restriction of relationship. So, they are Krishna's wife. So their love has no restriction to follow the etiquette. You understand? They are following like a dhamra. The love is beyond that. They are beyond that. And when somebody loves so much Krishna that doesn't follow any rules and regulations, so that is the highest level of love. That's why it has been stated the Vraja Gopikas are the highest love. So this statement culminates the conclusion of all other verdicts that Raya Ramananda has proposed. When we develop a relationship with Krishna in this way, that means the love for Krishna becomes so prominent that one can give up everything. Simply love Krishna. So that's why Raya Ramananda suggested a verse to see how this brother becomes, how fortunate they are, and live in house, so that she gets little rest. Na ayam sri amga o nitantra te prasadaram, so jositam malinam narutam utamina, rasas tavesa bhudadanda gita kamitam, lavdhasa samudra udhgata prasutarena. Brother Sundar Brother Bhupikas are glorified in Bhagavatam that the way Lakta Asisa, the way the Brother Sundar Brother Bhupikas, the mercy they have received, the blessings they have received, na ayam, si hi amva u nitantara tepasa. The Lakshmi Devi, she has not been blessed like this. Swarga Sita, the damsels of our heavenly denizens, they are not blessed like that. What to speak of others? So what is that blessing that Brother Gopika has received? Rasa Ustave Asya Buddhadatta Gahita Kanta. The Rasa dance, Lord Krishna accepted all Brother Gopikas by putting his hand around their neck. So they are all blessed. And in this way, when Mahaprabhu heard, the last thing, but this is the highest thing, Mahaprabhu is very satisfied. His conjugal relationship is the highest thing. Then Krishna Savyas Goswami explaining here how this relationship getting greater and greater and greater and greater. One example is giving, it will be easy for you to understand. There are five elements, gross elements. What are five gross elements? Earth, water, iron, air, and ether. What are five elements all of them? And each element has a specific quality. Yes? What is this quality of ether? Quality of ether is sound. Quality of air is dust. Quality of fire is fog. Quality of water is taste. Quality of earth is smell. Okay? But our earth, what happens? Quality of ether is in quality of ether is sound. Okay? Quality of ether is sound. Quality of air is sound and thoughts. You understand? In air contains both qualities, sound and thoughts. When it comes to fire, fire has sound, touch, and sound. When it comes to water, water has sound, touch, sound, and taste, four qualities. Then it comes to earth, earth has all five qualities. Okay? Same way, these five things, five causes. Santarasa, Krishna ka nishthata. Only nishtha for Krishna. They know Krishna is Bhagavan, but no reciprocation. No reciprocation, Santara. And Dasyarasa, Krishna nishtha is there, and Agi, Krishna seva. Okay? Krishna seva. Then Sakharasa, Krishna Nishtha is there, Krishna Seva is there, and that is no evil reverence. Mamatama is involved here. Then Vatsala Rasa, Krishna Nishtha is there, then Krishna Seva is there, as Sakya Rasa Vishrama Bhava is there, and Sneha is there, something added, not affection. Under conjugal relationship, they are completely free. They serve no restrictions. Character loving doesn't some restriction in there. Or after you explain, well, it's not small part. Mother Yashoda begging Krishna, pressing Krishna, one month he grown up, Krishna will be sad to go naked in front of Mother Yashoda. No, not free, he can go in front of Mother Yashoda. But Kishorpa, it's different relationship. So in this way, this Purna, Paripurna Krishna Prati, Ehi Prema Bhakti, Ehi Prema Vasa Krishna Kahe Bhava. So this is the final thing. Paripurna Krishna Prati, completely achieving Krishna, and by which Krishna becomes controlled by karma, by jnana, by dhyana. Bhagavan will not be controlled. From the beginning, he may develop some bhakti. So dharma dharana Vishnu bhakti hai. But that is this kind of bhakti by which Krishna will be controlled. You understand? By which you give to Krishna. By which Krishna depend upon you. There is one bhakti, that devotee, by that bhakti, devotee runs after Krishna. Oh God, please give me, okay? But there is another bhakti, where God runs behind the devotee. See the difference? You understand the difference? One bhakti, the devotee runs behind God. But this bhakti, what happens? Krishna runs behind the devotee. I cannot tolerate. I need. I have to get. No. When devotee will walk, carrying some tulsi leaves and water, that after kama atmaram, ever satisfied, God, all our satyam become very hungry. Oh my dear devotee, I'm really so hungry. Please give me something, please give me something. You understand? That's why it has been stated that Ehi Prema Vasa Krishna, that this becomes so powerful, the most powerful personality becomes controlled. And he likes to be controlled. He enjoys to be controlled by his devotee. So that is the highest perfection. And Brother Gopika, they have developed love for Krishna, this meaning love for Krishna. Of course, the purpose of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is to come this kind of love. Prior to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, up to Vatsalya Bhava, bhakti was given. Vatsalya Bhava, bhakti was given. But this was not given. So this is greatness. Under Krishna's command, and here it is explained that Krishna has promised in Bhagavad Gita that as you surrender unto me, I will reciprocate to you. Where he has promised like this? Je tathamam prapadante tam tathaiva bhajaminam. As you surrender unto me, I will reciprocate. But in this case, Krishna becomes so indebted to the devotees, especially the Brother Gopikas. Krishna said that I cannot reciprocate with you. Krishna telling in Bhagavatam, na pare aham nirapatta samudha so sadhukrita vibhudhaya sativaha madhadan yujya vrashikala samudhita tadamaha pratijatu sadhana. In Krishna's dictionary, that cannot be over, that I can do. I can do. Can God's dictionary, there can be word I can do? Can be there something God says I can do? That his dictionary is not, should not be there. But he has been put in such a special, God saying, no pare raham, I cannot do. What I cannot do? Na pare aham nirmata samvita so sadhu krita vrudhasya vivaha. Oh Brother Gopika, what you have done for me, though I have told you Bhagavad Gita, ask you surrender and I will reciprocate. But in your case, I have failed. I cannot reciprocate. Even if I try, for the lifespan of Brahma, still I can reciprocate. That what you have done for me. What you have done for me? The Mahabhadam Vidya Dutya Grasikam Samdhasya. To serve me, you have given up a family bonded attachment. Very difficult. Dutya. Impossible. And you dropped everything. You have given up everything. Jati dharma, kula dharma, desa dharma, pati dharma, all kinds of dharma. You did not care for anything. You did not get scared for anything. And you dropped everything. So I cannot reciprocate for you. Sampriccha tadbhata vidyata sadhana. Be satisfied with your service. I have nothing to pay back. Everything else I repay, for this I can repay. Then what should I do? Then what should I do? Yes. There's nothing with me, I can give to you, but I have to give myself to you. But I'm not looking to me as you like. You understand? You get everything, you get Krishna. So starting from that point, Sadharma is going to heaven, getting free from the karmic reaction, going to Dhammasati, going to Vaikuntha, even Sri Paramatma. By Dhyana Yoga, you may see Paramatma. But those are saying, you see Paramatma, oh very good, your old friends have seen. At long, long, long time, you see Paramatma. But you see Paramatma, Paramatma will not smile at you. Paramatma will not be handshake with you. Paramatma will not embrace you. How happy you will be? You see your old friend after 10, 20 years and he'll come standing in front of you like this. Will you be happy? So, in this analysis, Mahaprabhu, through his he goes to this Rupa Sikha. I asked Mataji, whether from Chaitanya Charitamrita, you want me to read from the beginning, a conversation with Radha Maharaja. Rupa Sikha. He said, what is this Rupa Sikha? We have never heard this about Rupa Sikha. Rupa Sikha is the conversation between Mahaprabhu and Rupa Goswami. All the teachings Mahaprabhu gave to Rupa Goswami in prayer. All the teachings Mahaprabhu gave to Sanatana Goswami in Banaras. And they told first day, five discussions took place. One of the Sarva Bhattacharya, one Prakashananda Saraswati. Very general topics were discussed there. Sarva Bhattacharya, Prakashananda Saraswati. And three confidential subject matter discussed. One is Rayananda. That's why Krishna Sarva Bhattacharya said, the Mahaprabhu took Rayananda Rahasthana. very secluded place. And Prabhupada is giving big commentary on that. This subject matter cannot be discussed with the public. Public does not appreciate this thing. Only devotee can appreciate. Devotee can understand. That's why Rahasya, this secluded, very private discussion. And Rupa Goswami also. Mahaprabhu is privately. But Rupa Goswami teaches very interestingly. From A to Z, from very basic teachings, Mahaprabhu, I get Rupa Goswami Shiksha class to be very inquired. But the latter part is very intense to understand everything. But at least we should read that to understand, oh, how intense it is for that to kind of get it in. So the description is like that. Of course, whatever I said to you, I just trust in this step. But Srila Bhakti Sadhana Sarkar Sankara Prabhupada, Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Srila Vishwanatha Prabhupada, they have analyzed each point in more detail. I was thinking, 3 days, I will go on that. That detail, you will not appreciate so much. You will not appreciate. So, from this discussion, in these basic things, you can understand. Starting from Sadharam, Acharam, so then Karmarpam, okay, let me say in English. You see, you can write it directly in Bengalese. I have a calculator to put it in English. I'm going to write it in Bengalese. So, the first thing is, you help me, huh? You don't have to go to the English. Speak English. It's a check on that. Do your occupational duties. Prescribe the scriptures. Second is, give the result of your occupational duties. Third is, give up your occupational duty. Fourth is, get a jnana. Up to your karma, then start jnana. Jnana and karma? That was the number of questions, that's a jnana and karma. Okay, karma is, I don't know what I say, karma. Activities, the karma is karma. Jnana is knowledge. Here, karma relates to your occupational duty, that is karma, okay? And jnana, nishtha bhakti. Jnana, nishtha bhakti. Jnana means knowledge. And that knowledge is not different from God, that knowledge. Jnani. If you say Jnani means that God in Brahmadati, Jnana Vishwati, yes. Then, after Jnana Vishwati, then start speaking Jnana Sunya Bhakti. That is which level? Zero level. Then plus will start. After Jnana Vishwara, the Jnana Sunya, or Jnana Sunya means devoid of Jnana. Jnana is devoid of Jnana. Yes. And I have described part of this thing and devoid of Jnana. So then after Jnana Sunya, devoid of Jnana, there is Prema Bhakti. Beyond Prema Bhakti, Sarvatrasi, then Fancy, Fatality, Fancy, then Parasa, then Consumer. So very nice. Up to here, Mahaprabhu was very happy. Very happy. So then you are describing how there will be competition between Braja Gopika and Krishna. Braja Gopika is giving the love to Krishna and Krishna giving his this liberty, brotherhood ties. That is one. So, I don't go to that. And finally, when about this, Brother Gopika was spoken by the Ramananda Mahapurusha, Prabhu called Ehi Sattva Avati Sunishta. Mahapurusha, for sure, there is no doubt. Suddenly, this is the limit of perfection. That even any work beyond this, this was the limit of perfection. It's a different word he's using now. Mahapurusha reaction. What is the first reaction? External. Second reaction? All right. Third reaction? Very good. Now he is saying this last limit, that could put anything beyond this. Last limit. Prabhu kare ehi satya avadhi sunishta. Kripa kare kahajati agati sunar. Is there anything beyond this? After saying that this is the last limit of perfection, Mahaprabhu insisting, Raja Bandha, please tell me anything beyond this. And Raja Bandha heard this question from Mahaprabhu, and he was surprised. Raja Bandha saying, Raya Bhai, Iha Raga Bhutsahana Tane, Etati Nahidani Akshay Bhuvani. Raya said, all these days I did not know that somebody in this earthly planet who then can ask a question like this, tell me something beyond this. I don't know. All these days I did not know. Etadini Nahidani Akshay Bhuvani. In this world, how can there could be somebody who dare to ask a question beyond this? And Mahaprabhu has already said, this is the limit of perfection. And you are asking, you have said the limit of perfection. And then you are insisting to say, beyond this? How do we beyond this? Then yes, there is something beyond this. Iharamadhe Radhape Sadhya Sriyamani. This is the crystal jewel of all perfections. The love of Srimati Radharani and Pandu Krishna. Jahar Mahima Sattva Shastra Devakati. All the Vedic literatures glorify the specific love of Radharani to Krishna. So, this is the highest goal to get that kind of love. The Radha we have to Artha Krishna. Well, you can get like Radharani. Radharani is Radharani. How can get? So that type of love, Radharani, not that quantity of love, but that type of love. Then Mahaprabhu saying, please, remember, tell me, Agagaha, Sunite Pai, so kind, make it so much pleasure. No. Apurva Amrita Nadi Bohem Tomar Mukhe, O Raya Ramananda, I can see this, the river of nectar flowing from their mouth. Don't stop. Unprecedented nectar is flowing from their mouth. Go ahead, go ahead, speak, speak more, speak more. And Raya Ramananda is speaking. At this point, I think better you don't go more beyond this. Don't go much beyond this. When that river comes in, the world can relate to that. Until whatever we discuss up to now, we know a little more detail about this subject matter. Then we can appreciate beyond this. Then Mahaprabhu will ask some specific questions. They will discuss how this love is so great, how Krishna led Sattapati Gopi, you know Sattapati Gopi? How many Sattapati? 1 billion Gopis. 1 billion Gopis, Krishna led all of them when he was there. So discussion going, all these things, going back forgiveness rather than action. Then Mahaprabhu asks two other questions. Krishna Swarup, Radha Swarup, and is your Swarup of Krishna? And is Swarup of Radharani? What is Rasa? What is Prema? All these things you describe. Then Narayana will give answer to all this. And finally, Mahaprabhu will ask, you have anything to say? Then Narayana will say, that Krishna accepted the mood of Radharani has appeared in his Aarti channel to give, make people understand that kind of love, and that is new. Then Mahaprabhu says, close your mouth now, don't speak anymore. You are talking too much now, I don't want to hear these things. So finally, it will go up to that point, and then become Buddha. So, of course, this subject matter is very high subject matter, very confidential subject matter. But Mahaprabhu has given Vishuddha Sabraja Rishima has described, and Prabhupada has revealed to us whether we hit that level or not. At least you should know to appreciate what Mahaprabhu has given. Not some ordinary subject matter. And doing some puja, doing jnana, dhana, tapa, sabha, really, it's high things. We can't get all the blessings of Mahaprabhu. Well, Mahaprabhu blesses you. But these things are existing. To analyze. And that is the purpose of this discussion. And Rayama is saying, Mahaprabhu says, oh, you are so good, nice to Mahaprabhu. Rayama says, I am not speaking. You are within my heart. You are asking questions and you are answering to me. Who am I to reply to this question? So when we read all these things, then we understand what a high subject matter that Mahaprabhu has revealed for the people of this earth planet. And how Prabhupada being so merciful, he has given this knowledge to people in the whole world. Most degraded people, America, Germany, Japan, China, Russia, Africa, Negro, how to speak of calm means they drink calm blood. They have come to know this. They have understanding. They have developed love. Someone says, you have not developed love like this. They have not developed love like this, but they have developed some love now. They're giving Krishna food. Getting up 4 o'clock morning, worshiping Tulasi, is not that sufficient? The Chinese people, they say Chinese people, they eat whatever they find within the earth, but not the earth. They say anything flying in the sky, except aeroplane, they eat anything. And if these devotee people, they become devotee, whatever level devotee it is, easily, easy job. Is it easy thing? That itself is great achievement. Forget going to the level of Rasan Islam. Forget this is just to read and understand. Itself is very much great. In the Shastra Pratyayana, the first of people can imagine this as things existing. At least I only should feel satisfied. So fortunate that Mahasya Mahaprabhu and Srila Prabhupada. If you could not reach this level of devotee, you have to forget that. You will understand. Such unalloyed devotional service is there. And Krishna Sagar Goswami very clearly has described how much unalloyed, correct? Love, brother of Vikas, they have towards Krishna. Very interesting. Very interesting. Chaitanya Charitamrita has so much things. And after Chaitanya Charitamrita, all this discussion Mahaprabhu has given all the basic teachings. Then our Goswami is elaborating in a more interesting way for us to understand. So in this way, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teachings are very interesting. जय चैत्र महाप्रभु की चैत्रतम की। सो आई फिनिश टुडे, आई फिनिश टुडे। सो यू डोंट हैव टू टेक ट्रबल ऑफ कमिंग टुमारो, बट आई एम वेरी फर्स्ट स्लो, बट आई हैव यू नो सो द बेसिक थिंग्स, बट इट्स ऑल अबाउट दैट आई कवर एवरीथिंग, सो नाउ यू हैव सम बेसिक आइडिया, so you can read the second and the 500 verses in this regard. I'm sorry, I could not present that clearly as much as I could have suggested better. It is not possible for me, because when I'm reading the house in English, I forget Maharashtra state. So it is not good, but anyway, I try my best.
Кришна хочет всю нашу любовь, абсолютно. Но этот мир наполнен любовью, огромным количеством. Здесь только ответы, которые требуют наших эмоций, вложений и сил, эмоциональных, душевных. И как вот
here, here can be from material to spiritual, and Thank you.
study you are happy, or you are giving lesson, Maharashtra is that commenting in different way, Damodar Pandit did not do good by advising Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu said, the Mahaprabhu said, yes, it's not done. Mahaprabhu should not instruct me who will tell me. But Mahaprabhu is that what you are saying, you are defeating the argument that Krishna wants to become somebody else. Saying that Mahaprabhu said, you go to Sati Maharaj, instead of becoming somebody else.
It is a pleasure.
Yes, it is a pleasure, but it's the whole destiny is a bit ambiguous. Sometimes he can hire service, he goes to look up the Sati Mata, I want it very, very diplomatic way. Mahaprabhu Gandhi. So,
he says one thing, thinks another.
Yes.
All our worship, because we only worship Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and that's the
reason. Worship Mahaprabhu?
We worship.
Mahaprabhu?
That's
the reason. To Mahaprabhu?
Yeah.
Yes, Mahaprabhu, that's your worship, you see. With every Bhagavad Swarup, you can establish every relationship of every rasa. Five rasas are there, and there are unlimited Bhagavad Swarup. You know Bhagavad Swarup? Unlimited forms of Bhagavan. Vatsya, Brahmana, Varaha, Vishnu, Krishna, Rama. With every form of God, living entity cannot establish relationship with every rasa. For example, in Narayana, we can have parental loving relationship with Narayana, conjugal loving relationship with Narayana. We can have Santa rasa, Dasya rasa, Sakya rasa, we can have. Like Ramchandra, is Maryada Purushottam. So, a specific rasa can be established with you. So, it's only Krishna who can go up to that rasa. Because Mahaprabhu, he came as a teacher, he came as a guru. Subhatma, he can go establishing relationship with Mahaprabhu. Except Dasya rasa. But still, there is some Sakya rasa Mahaprabhu is to play around. Narada Sarava, Jog, Sakundi, Sakya. If I understand. Every specific Bhagavan, Bhagavan, Father, specific relationship can be found. That's why Krishna form is the highest. Because all five rasa, chant is there, best of this. In Krishna Swarup. No other Swarup. He can establish. As I said, in Narayana Swarup, no conjugal relationship. Somebody was asking if he's there. Only that's that you can go to have a conjugal relationship. Go up and down, all you have a conjugal relationship. No conjugal relationship. That is the reason why Brother Ramchandra can. All his rishis of Kandakaranya, they saw Ramchandra, oh, you have to get her husband. No, this life I only one wife. I have no more wives. You are the way. When I come as Krishna, join me. So then Narayana Rishi doing tapasya. Indra said one some Rambha and some apsara. You make him fall down. When Narayana Rishi opened eyes, oh, you make him fall down, Indra said to me. He caught his thigh. Thousands of beautiful ladies appeared from his heart. Narayana said, okay, he chose the best lady, Urvasi. So, this heavenly girls, he take this lady, give to Indra the gift from him. And this lady is beautiful. They appeared from Narayana. All these heavenly ladies were looking like frogs. in front of them. So this appears. So this devotee lady appears. This heavenly lady is going back to heaven. But this lady says that, what will you do now? Who is nice you? Narada Narayana said, but I am sannyasi. I can marry you. Not in this life. You wait, when I come as Krishna, you join me there. So Kalakasakita explains, the whole chapter, all those 1 billion, where does 1 billion get from? 1 billion gopis are there. Now what is the population of India? It's 1 billion something, of India population. Where does 1 billion get from? So they are all in different car parking lots. Different religions, the Shri side is Muni side, the whole description is there. So, by this Bhagavad Sarup, no particular presence. You have to wait there. When they come as Krishna, all the teachers will be looking. So they are okay. Krishna, Krishna, this is the presence. But at least for the presence. So, Mahaprabhu, you can expect all of the Mahaprabhu. Not to other people like Sahaja. Sahaja means Guru Jana. You are coming to teach the continual lesson to Krishna. Now practice the continual lessons. Is the Mahaprabhu going to come to that? That is not Sahaja Guru Jana. That means Rasa Mahaprabhu is one. And Goswami is Bhaktiyan Kutra Kutra. Very strict. You have to understand this thing. This is the relationship with Krishna, not to practice some of the lessons. Very dangerous. Yes, Prabhupada ji, Sangat Bhaktivinoda ji.